Hannah and Miriam Ali are on the phone. There's a documentary about their father, Muhammad Ali. It's called I Am Ali, in theaters and on demand this Friday, tomorrow, October 10th. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. Wonderful. Thank you.
We're all a big Ali fans. I was fortunate enough to see this documentary, as I've seen everything ever written or filmed about Muhammad Ali, because you know I'm a huge fan, and I have to say this one is one of the best.
Wow. Thank you. I know that the director Claire Lewins would love to hear that because she worked so hard on it.
because your angle, although you have all the history from Sonny Liston all the way through the draft and to his last fight with Trevor Burbick.
But that's all the professional stuff.
That's all the professional stuff. But what you have is a lot of conversations with your father, and you see that he was not only the greatest boxer of all time or the greatest athlete of all time, he was probably one of the greatest fathers of all time. When you hear how he was how he talked and cared for his babies.
Yes.
All of you.
Yes. He showered us all with love and affection. It was, you know, we woke up to, like Miriam was saying, we woke up to kisses every single morning. He loves to hug, kiss, tell us how much he loves us, and he just enjoys it. I tell him all the time, he's just a big ball of love.
You know, it's so interesting about this film. You know, people, it's a film about Muhammad Ali. You don't expect to relate to it from a parent-child perspective, and people are thrown off by that.
Well, okay, now, there's a lot of taped conversations with you guys. A lot of taped conversations in this documentary. Was it tape rolling all the time?
Well, he didn't, you know, he had so much more time. When Layla and I were growing up, my father was retired for most of the time my parents were married. And he had a lot more time to spend at home. So he recorded even with May May and the twins, you know, before I was even born. But the recordings that I have are a collection he made from 76 to 85. And so it's like 80 or 90 hours worth, and it's just random. The majority of them, though, were 1979 through 1981. That's the majority, the bulk of the recordings. And he has so much going on, you know, from the president calling to get him to help with the Iran crisis when they're holding the 59, you know, American hostages, and to him trying to document his struggle with the difficult decision whether or not he was going to return to the ring, and him just confused with what he wanted to do with his life now at the end of his lucrative boxing career. I mean, the funny stuff, he's calling Joe Frazier, wishing him a Merry Christmas, and talking to George Foreman, trying to convince him to come back to and take the title back when he retired. There's so
all
many
these conversations were recorded. You say you had 90 hours
these,
of it.
There's about 85 to 90 hours worth. He has these little micro cassettes, and I mean, all the way down to taking me and Layla to school in the morning, talking to May May and the twins, and telling little Muhammad how much he loves and misses him, all of them. And you know, he wanted to. He knew how important history and time was, and like May May has said so many times, and he wanted to. I think record his own legacy, and which was really insightful. Being he was losing his voice, it's the last of his, you know, vocal legacy.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of losing his voice and his Parkinson's and all of that, Ali's a very spiritual person, and I remember having conversations with him, and I've seen him sign autographs where he says, you know, God's purpose is to serve mankind. Does he ever talk about his illness and what he thinks God's purpose was for him to have?
You know, my father, he is spiritual, and because he's spiritual, he accepts what happens to him. And I think
he doesn't question.
We've been able to handle the disease so well because he's handled it so well. You know, he'll say things like, you know, people have cancer and they're on morphine, they're in pain. I'm not in any pain. I'll fight this just like I fought Joe Frazier. It's okay. This is what was meant to be. I'll use it to raise awareness and raise money. And you know, he's just his attitude, the positivity and the optimism that he had with himself. He's really dealt with Parkinson's with a lot of class and resilience.
He has said, though, if you want to know, you know, I think, you know, the world thinks I'm a Superman, and I think that God gave me Parkinson's to show me that I'm not a Superman. I'm just a man like everybody else. And, you know, yeah. So
how about
I think,
those
you know,
times? I'm wondering about those times when you said tape was rolling a lot. Were there ever moments like, okay, Dad, stop tape. We need to have a conversation. Were there ever, you know, those moments where he wanted to have the conversations on the record and you all did not?
No, except for my mother. There aren't any recordings like that at all. Not with the kids. Not with any of his friends or anybody. He did a lot of the times he recorded first with us. With, you know, at the time, Maymay didn't even know she was being recorded until after. But we, you know, being that Layla and I were right there, he couldn't really hide it because they weren't over the telephone. They were all in person. But even when we were older,
Wait till you hear it, Sid. It's gonna choke you up.
Yeah, have you done that similar? Did you ever do like tape? You know,
oh, I did because that was part of my thing was having a recorder. So my dad is, all right, little girl, you need to stop tape.
Oh, that's why.
So yeah. I'm wondering if it was the other way around.
Kids, how many theaters will it open tomorrow?
Well, this is the thing, and I'll be real honest about this. I think they're opening in select theaters, like those artsy-type cinemas, where documentaries air. They said it, like they told us in Chicago, it might air in Hyde Park. In L.A., it's in an artsy theater on Sunset. So people really need to check their listings and also know that it's on demand and iTunes.
It's on demand.
Mm-hmm.
You can download it on
the real nice theaters.
But if you want it at the theater, check your papers and you know, Google it and find it. It's not going to be in a lot of theaters in every city.
But if you're an Ali fan, and everyone is an Ali fan, this is a must-see. This is another must-see. Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you,
Miriam.
Thank you
so much. Thanks for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
Tell Champ I said hello.
I will.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I am Ali.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I might let you watch it on the bus today.
Wow. Ooh. Thank you.
Can we get on the bus?
Yeah, that's the first step. We run alongside yesterday.